Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, the beauty of baseball is you can sit next to your neighbor and have a conversation, or you can just completely ignore them.
Baseball spoken here. It's time for the second game of our radio doubleheader.
That is a reviewable play, but the Yankees choose not to review it.
A swing and a drive to deep right. Away back. Francisco Lindor!
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch. A deep dive on baseball and the hottest topics in sports.
It's 2-2 in the bottom of the sixth, and I just can't get my eyes off that man with the tall head.
It's quite a game, but man, that guy is ugly. You know that guy hasn't blinked this entire game? Just a dead-eyed idiot out on a Thursday afternoon.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch.
We're going to be awesome for you right now.
On 1080.
Hey, one for one. That's about 1,000, dude.
That's baseball, baby.
Help us, please. Somebody help us.
The Fan.
Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crumble.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. Coming up at 8:30, we have Fair or Foul. We are looking for questions, suggestions, trivia. If you guys want to know something going on in baseball, shoot us a text, 55305. Phrase it in a way, and we'll call it true or false, whatever that thing is.
Yeah, if you want to do your own Fair or Foul, text them in. If not, we'll just probably skip it this week because Joe's out. But up to you,
Joe Fisher.
Up to you, texters. If you'd like to do it, you are involved. You can choose our stat and or opinion based questions at the fan text line 55305.
Only you can prevent wild.
No fair or fouls.
I like how deep Sam Elliott's voice is. I don't even know if I can get mine. Wildfires.
No, I don't think, because it almost sounds like you're whispering.
I know. He's got it. So we'll do that at 8:30. If you guys come with something also in 10 minutes from now or so, some strange things going on in terms of RBI leaders, which will be fun to get into. But I want to start here with this. There are a couple big-time prospects finally getting their call-up to the majors. We've seen one for a couple days. One made his debut today, big leagues. And we don't need to get into, like, contract stuff. Obviously, we all know that that's garbage, and they hold on to players for a while. But I'm interested more in the impact of these players on their team. Acuna?
Yes.
From the Atlanta Braves.
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Who batted like 6,000 in the spring training this year. And they did the Chris Bryant treatment on him and kept him in the minors so they could hold on to him for a couple more years. He comes up. And also Gleyber Torres, the big, big, big prospect for the Yankees, comes up as well. Filling out an infield for the Yankees that's like old man Didi Gregorius at short at 27 or however old he is.
Yeah.
If Greg Bird was in there at first, they'd be like an average age of 24 or something like that.
And not the sidetrack of it, Greg Bird might even be losing his job right now. So,
well, I mean, I'm, again, not to sidetrack, I'm one of those people, I think Greg Bird might be done.
It might be.
Unfortunately, I like the guy a lot. So I guess the reality is what do we expect from these two guys? What can they give? I think to start off personally, I'm a little more interested in Torres, to be honest with you.
How come?
Than Acuna, because the Braves are a couple years away and I want to see what Torres can do for this Yankee team that is definitely trying to position themselves to win. So I'm a little more intrigued by that, even though I think Acuna is the better player, the better prospect, might be the more flashy. But I'm interested to see what Torres brings to the Yankees.
Well, so far it's been good. It's been great fielding, really good fielding. And he's hitting 313 in his first four games. He is 5 of 16 with a double and an RBI.
What did he do? He went like 0-for-4 in his first game, and then all of a sudden started hitting in every other game.
Yeah, 0-for-4 in his first game with a strikeout and a pop out and a double play, like all the bad things.
All the bad things.
And then he was 0-for-3 in the second game and got a single, and you could tell the monkey was off his back. And then yesterday, 2-for-4. Today, 2-for-4 with a double and two runs. He's hitting. They said he hit at all levels, and that's the thing that's interesting is I don't know how much of a power guy he is. He hit homers in the minors too, but. He's a five tool kind of player. He's not Mike Trout, but that's the kind of idea I have. Great fielder, good hitter. He's really fast. So he could do everything. And the Yankees had a hole. They tried to fill it with Neil Walker. He's awful right now.
Yeah.
And they called up Torres.
Can't even get on the field.
No, he's playing every other game at first base, and it's just not good. And now that Torres is up and he's hitting, he's going to stay. And that just adds another bat. I don't know about his power, but another bat to a lineup that is already terrifying and not even healthy. Like, they're not even fully healthy, and they're terrifying. And the fact that Brandon Drury went on the DL with the migraines and blurry vision, and Miguel Andujar came up and is just raking.
Jeez, that kid.
And he was their next third baseman.
If he's available in fantasy, guys, go grab him.
And then Torres comes up. Your infield right now is Andujar, Didi, Torres, and Tyler Austin, who are all young. And Gary Sanchez, if you want to include him. Young.
I'll include Sanchez.
Yeah, and your outfield is Judge and Hicks and Gardner and Stanton. I mean, it's a terrifying lineup. It really is.
Old man Brett Gardner over there.
I know.
Jacoby on the bench can't get in because these whippersnappers.
No, because he's hurt 900 times.
And he sucks.
Yeah, he does suck.
I'm not afraid to say Jacoby sucks.
He does suck now. But that's the thing. You're right. They're a contender right now, and they just added a potential 300 hitter at second base up to their lineup.
And I think that's
the
part
one
of,
hole they had.
I think that's part of why I'm interested, because as much as I do like this Yankee team from top to bottom, I'm not crazy about the manager. I can live with the starting rotation if Sonny Gray can turn it around. I'm also not really crazy about the bullpen right now. It's early. I don't mean to overreact, but I'm a little, you know, Betances has looked kind of bad. I mean, Chapman, you're going to deal with Chapman. You know, Robertson's been great. You know, but there are some little things here and there that raise, I don't know, tiny flags.
They're not a perfect team, obviously. Their back end of the rotation is really struggling right now, especially Sonny Gray. But
they might be one of those teams that actually can hit their way out of any problem. And adding Torres reinforces that.
I think that's true. I also would not be surprised if they decided to try to make a trade deadline move if they're winning a lot, but their pitching staff struggling like it has been, to acquire somebody. Available at the trade deadline. I could certainly see that. I know.
Oh, dude, they'll send Clint Frazier for Cole Hamels, you know.
Oh, God.
I know, but that's the kind of trade they'll do.
No, that's not the trade they'll do. that's the positive thing is Brian Cashman no longer has Steinbrenner over him, boarding over him, so he can kind of do what he wants.
I guess what I'm saying is...
He's made nothing but good trades recently.
I guess what I'm saying is that they have options.
They have a lot
when
of options.
When it comes to the bullpen, when it comes to the trade deadline, the Yanks are going to be big, big-time players. They're not going to go get... You know, it's not like you're trading for Kershaw. That's not what I mean when I say big players. When I say big players, I mean they have the assets and they have the specific needs that they might actually be able to just piece together some stuff and then all of a sudden dominate everyone
it's
in
true.
The playoffs.
And the
as an Indians fan, I don't want to see the Yankees do anything. I like them just the way they are. I like them to hold stat right there.
The good problem they have is they've got still one of the best farm systems in baseball, and a lot of those guys are blocked.
Yep.
So like you mentioned Frazier, who's finally coming back from his concussion. Or they have Esteban Florial, who's a really highly regarded center fielder.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some good pitchers down there that are all blocked right now.
Yep.
Because...
I mean, wasn't Torres a shortstop?
Yes.
Yeah. And Didi's playing too well that you can't... Oh, sorry.
I can't imagine the Yankees let Didi go.
Oh, no, that's not what I mean. I'm just saying, like, Torres, oh, yeah. Hi, Torres. Now that you're in AAA, you know, and you're healthy again. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go play second.
Second and third you played.
Second and third. Yeah, we want you to check those positions out. Because shortstop, I think we got that covered.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's like Giancarlo. It's like, you're just DH. I think we got right field covered, man.
It's true. Ugh. It's, look, you're just like, this is baseball porn for me. You're making me very excited. But it's a good spot to be. They have, it's what I've been calling for a decade for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
I hated their go out and get every good free agent and blow up the whole farm system to do it. I hated it, or trade for people. Well, it bothered me because I knew it was short-sighted. I knew it was, we're going to try to win now every year. But when that ends, when you mess up once, all of a sudden you're winning now turns into being bad for 10 years.
Well,
so building it the right way is doing it through the farm system.
I also think that we're in a new age in baseball in the sense where, like, the old guys that sign or get traded to a big time team isn't that sexy anymore.
No.
It's really not.
What's sexy is the young guys coming up from
what's
the minors.
Sexy is Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
Like, that's sexy. Okay. Corey Seager, Chris Taylor, Cody Bellinger on the Dodgers. Like, that's sexy. It's not adding you, Darvish. There is the outlying exception. I think the Astros benefited greatly by adding Justin Verlander last year. But the days of, oh, my team just added Justin Verlander, that's kind of over.
I asked this on the Facebook page for our show today, facebook.com/1080TheFan. I said, is this the best era of young players you can remember? And we've talked about this in every single season of this radio show has existed. We have talked about this and said,
that'd be four seasons. We're still hanging on.
It's like that every year. It's like, wow, look at all these great young players coming up, and they're all hitting. The reason I ask that is, who is the last highly touted prospect? I'm going to mostly go hitters here, but you can include pitchers if you'd like. Who got called up and completely flamed out and didn't succeed? Who's the last one? And I'm not calling about injuries. I'm just talking about bad. They're not good. I have one that I can think of, and it was like 5 years ago.
It's funny. I'm watching Corey Seager on TV right now.
Yep. He panned out.
I mean, I remember, I think when this show started, we were like, there's about to be a huge wave of shortstops. There's these kids no one's ever heard of called Carlos Correa, Francisco Lindor, and Corey Seager, and they're going to be really good. And now they're just like the best.
Yep.
For
me, the answer is John Singleton. On the
fair
Astros.
I'm worried a little bit about Byron Buxton.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
He's an amazing fielder, though. So they kind of got that.
He's an amazing fielder. He's really fast, but boy, he can't hit for crap.
But Singleton was like supposed to be the next 60 home run guy, and he just couldn't.
Well, he was supposed to take George Springer's job, and Springer just won the World Series MVP.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of a whole lot of top prospects that flamed out. I mean,
I'm not talking about, like, oh, they're just solid players and not great. I mean, flamed out.
Yeah.
Like, they just
done.
I mean, you could, again, injury is part of it. Like, Julio Urias on the Dodgers got hurt.
Right.
But he didn't look good when he got called up initially. But, I mean, I guess Severino did look great. It was another one I could think of. A lot of the pitchers getting called up are not doing as well as the hitters, I suppose. But it's a tough one. That's why, is this the best era of young players you can remember?
It has to be.
It's just every year, there's more top prospects, and they all rake. Like, when's Vlad Guerrero Jr. going to get called up? I'm sure he'll hit for the Blue Jays.
Right? I mean, Acuna, who we're going to get into, which we can get into next, I mean, he's going to hit. Look at these Phillies kids. Have you seen these Phillies kids?
I know, they're good.
They're hitting. Oh, man, let's talk about young kids. We'll do that next, and we'll come back with that. With the young kids in baseball, if you see anybody that you like or if you got any questions for us, hit us up, 55305. This is Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. You're a security guard. You have to know.
Not necessarily.
You have to know.
Not necessarily.
It's 822 here.
Ford kept a lot of secrets.
Ford. That guy, what a great character.
They're all great characters, man. All of them.
I appreciate the person that texted in saying
we are
that.
Talking Westworld in the break, by the way, for those who are curious.
I do appreciate the person that texted in on the fan text line 55305 that we could do a show on TV shows. That makes me feel good.
We could.
You know, when I was doing Hunt for the Host, the first year when I lost and terribly flamed out, what it was the club, the like club recreation. That's where I flamed out. Because it was like, oh, what do you know? That's cool. That's not sports. And I was like, nothing. I'm a loser. And it was like, I think the question they asked me the year that I lost, it was like, what happened in the 80s that should have happened now? Something like that. And I was like, "Durr, Madonna's hot." Like, that was it. And I just couldn't do anything. Tap, tap, tap. I got music. Blah, blah. Chirp, derp.
Yeah, sorry, Patrick. You're going home tonight.
Yeah. I went home.
I saw this. This just popped across Twitter just again because I'm very excited about the Yankees right now. Aaron Judge was discussing after the game what the Yankees need to do to stay hot. Quote, "The biggest thing is just get some runners on when Didi's hitting. That's the only thing we need to do."
I love it. See, that's another reason why I love baseball players so much more. They're way more honest than anybody else.
Yeah.
Like Judge isn't taking a shot at anybody. Let's not blow this up on the back page of the Post or anything like that. He's just like, well, you know, I know what to do. Let's get on base before Didi gets up because that guy is killing it. You know, it's almost like egos get more set aside. And, you know, when you think of guys like Dez Bryant or, you know, things like that in other sports, the Russell Westbrooks, you know, I know there's these polarizing, they come across as more selfish athletes. There's not that much in baseball. There really isn't. And I think that's one thing that makes our sports so great. Is that it takes a guy. Aaron Judge is in like Gatorade commercials and I don't know, underwear commercials for all I know. A dude who is the most marketable guy on the most marketable team in all of America. And he's like, oh, how do we win? Make sure that guy keeps hitting. You know, doesn't have to be, I don't need to hit bombs. If I had 250 this year and he keeps hitting 350 this year, we're going to the World Series. You know, I like that. And I think we get that out of baseball.
They're
more.
They're both hitting better than that, though.
I know. Stop it.
Judge is hitting 345. Didi after today. You want to guess?
376.
372.
Oh, man.
They both have OBPs of 481 and 470.
And Judge isn't even really hitting that many dingers. What's he got? Three?
No, he's got six, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Seven. Yeah.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm not watching enough highlights. I'm reading box scores, but not watching enough highlights.
He's got seven.
Because I read box scores every day. I mean, I'm in fantasy. I read box scores every day. Mm-hmm. But it's something about lets you know how good a player is when you see, especially home run hitters, when you see the home runs they hit every single day. You know, when you flip on, you're like, oh, Judge went 475. Oh, hi.
Yeah. You know? Judge has been hitting a lot of Oppo Tacos. I'm going to keep doing it just to piss John off.
I don't even understand Oppo Taco, but you do you.
He's been hitting a lot of those because it's easier at Yankee Stadium to go right field, which is opposite field for him.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of silly because he literally just sticks his bat out and it's like, home run.
Think.
To the right side. I think you don't think he has that many because he didn't pitch well or didn't hit well in the first, like, 2 weeks of the season.
Right, right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're here, home runs.
There's a bunch of Yahoo kids walking by. Oh, they were looking in. They were like, what's going on there? And I waved and they were like, that guy's on the radio. He's waving at us. Yeah. Sorry, total side thing. That's the worst part about this, man. I need hot corner after dark. But anyway, that's.
You just don't want people walking by?
Yeah, probably. I'm sure Isaac Robb loves it.
Are you being sarcastic? I don't think he minds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know.
You get a view of the water. Come on.
What about people walking by?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, good call. I don't really care either. Those seem like some nice kids. They look like they were just too young to drink, but probably drink illegally. But nobody's got a fake, and nobody's got an empty house tonight.
P1 Jesse texted in. Just imagine tonight being at a ballpark right now. Amen.
I would quit this show.
If baseball came to Portland,
I would quit this show. Just to be able to sit at a ballpark right now.
Seriously.
Jesse, I love you, Jesse.
I
also really hate you right now because now I don't even want to do anything. There's a half hour left and I don't want to do anything. Here's Mike with sports.
You want to go to sports? It's time.
I mean, I don't really care now. I've lost all will.
It was so fun. I could have just hit the button right there. Here's Mike with sports. No, I did enjoy that exercise last week where I did the close your eyes and picture yourself at the ballpark. I liked doing that. I thought it was fun. And I
enjoyed that too.
I transported myself there too when I was doing it. And I was like, Oh, please happen. Oh, please happen. Oh, so, please happen. Please happen. Dear God, please happen.
I drive by the PPS building every day because I work out in Milwaukee. So to get to Milwaukee, I live in North Portland. So I jump on Greeley, which puts me onto I-5. And I drive by that spot every day. And since the, like, big report came out, I'm just looking at it and I'm like, okay, do I want, like, upper deck first base sign? Do you want left field, right field? What if they put the stadium here? You might want to sit left field instead.
You want behind home plate. That's what you want. Oh, yeah. Upper deck behind home plate.
Perfect. I also don't have a lot of money.
Yeah, but upper deck behind home plate is not super expensive. Depends on the stadium, of course. But those are generally affordable, and they are the best seats in the house for being affordable because you can see the entire field. It's perfect.
I do like this show from the bleachers of the game.
That'd be really interesting.
What if we could just set up in like the deep right field bleachers and did our show live from there every day?
Every day?
It'd be really awesome when there wasn't a game. It's just us. It's like 8:30 at night. It's freezing outside. They don't have the roof over because nobody's in there and they don't care. And it's just, hey, welcome to the hot corner. I'm freezing.
Yeah, more like the cold corner. We are cold.
We are cold. And this is going nowhere. Here's Mike with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Full disclosure, this might be my favorite Dr. Dre beat ever.
Okay.
Obviously, it's a sample, but I dig it so hard.
Okay. I have no hot takes about that, so I will agree.
Yeah. It's the back of that old day, that old crime, that old crime kind of stuff. Mike, you were talking to me throughout the day. We were kind of talking about what we wanted to do for the evening. And you mentioned
talking about Westworld did not come up.
That did not. No. We took a turn there. And I know a lot of you really want us to get on a Lost tangent again. But I don't find that captivating radio because I just get salty and curmudgeon. And if you really want to know how I feel about Lost, you can text me.
Put it on the board, yes.
Yeah. You can put it on the board.
You can put it on the board! Yes! It's an A-bomb from A-Rod.
I also feel that way about it.
Non si può stopparlo.
Is that the bad call?
That's the Giancarlo Stanton
That's the Giancarlo Lynch, the Mike Stanton. I like that Giancarlo Lynch is a good nickname, but Mike Stanton's like actually his name, so it doesn't work as well. Anyway, so Mike brought up to me, he was like, oh, you know, I think we should talk about RBI leaders so far. It's kind of a weird thing. And I was like, Mike, RBIs happen all the time. Like, what are we talking about here?
The league leaders in RBIs this year.
So I pulled it up and I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, maybe this is worth talking about.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Is there's a... Now there's a couple of big names, although when I first saw this yesterday, it was not the case. Actually, it's not the case. Here are your top five RBI leaders in the major leagues right now. You ready?
Why don't you just name all the guys with over 20?
Okay. That's the top six then. Didi Gregorius leads, 29. Jed Lowry, Mitch Haniger, and Javi Baez have 24.
I love it.
Chris Davis with a K has 23. That's two A's up there, by the way. And then Yoenis Cespedes has 21. That's your leaders right there. That is a shortstop, a shortstop, a shortstop, a power-hitting outfielder, and a young power-hitting outfielder. That's it. Like, I know it's going to change. But just looking at it popped up on a game I was watching the other day. I can't remember what it was. And it was like current RBI leaders. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Jed Lowry? I mean, I know Didi's playing well, but Didi is leading the league in RBIs?
Well, and then the other interesting thing.
Mitch Haniger is 24?
Well, the other thing that's interesting to look at these two is like, look at how many home runs these guys have. Javi Baez has 7 home runs.
Yeah, he's having a great year.
What did he have last year? 17?
I will double check.
But I mean, but that's what I mean. You know, how many
last year he had 23.
23?
Surprising.
He's a third of the way there.
Yeah.
Didi Gregorius? I mean, he's on pace to hit what? 40 bombs right now at this rate?
What does he have now? He's got nine already. He's not even a month into the season.
Did he hit one today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's hit one in four straight games.
Yeah. He's got nine.
Last year, he hit 25.
So
last year, he had 87 RBIs, which is his career high. He already has 29.
By the way, I don't want to get Mariner boner in a pants or anything like that, but Mitch Haniger?
Really good.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'm not questioning. I'm just throwing that out there.
I think he's really good because remember, before he got hurt last year, he was hitting pretty well.
Yeah.
And he was the...
He was the prospect in the Walker deal.
Yes.
By the way, he's got Tommy John. So Mariners win a trade. Yay.
They got Gene Segura in that one, too. Yeah. They really did
win a trade. Yay.
Diamondbacks can't trade at all.
No.
No, they can't.
Sorry.
Here's all of our prospects for Shelby Miller.
Okay, bye.
Dansby Swanson's on the starting shortstop for the Braves, and he's hitting well.
But we have Zach Greinke. He's 34 and gets hit.
He's not pitching well. So, yeah, they're pretty bad at trading, too. But
boy, JD looks good in a Red Sox uniform.
I told you, don't slip that past me as if you weren't pretending like he was a bad hitter.
Dang it, I was trying.
Slip it past the goalie there. Right. Really, don't do that. But Mitch Haniger, I think he's really good. I think his injury kind of changed him last year, maybe made him not swing the same way, or maybe he wasn't fully healthy, but he's a good hitter. And he was on a three or four home run in a row streak there just this week, so he's good.
I guess when it comes to these RBI leaders, you know, like whether it's Didi, I mean, Jed Lowry really jumps off the page to me. Obviously, Javi's played well. Haniger's played well. I think what really jumps out at me with a lot of these guys is really the long ball for him. It's not even just the number of RBIs. Because you look at like Didi Gregorius, and if you were to tell me that, you know, we're the 25th of April, we're three, 4 weeks into the season, and Didi's leading the league with 27 RBIs, batting 347, I'd be like, oh, that's a pretty good start for him.
372.
But then... Oh, sorry. I'm looking at yesterday's stats. I'm not real time over here. Okay.
You went 3 for 3 with 2 walks as well today, on base all 5 times because he's a great player and I love him.
But I wouldn't be shocked. Oh, okay. He's hitting well. He's on a stacked offensive team. Javi Baez is the same way with 24 RBIs as of yesterday, batting about 300 on a stacked offensive team. That doesn't really shock me.
But Lowry.
Lowry shocks me.
352, 6 homers, 24 ribbies.
But I think the biggest thing in all these guys that you don't expect to be up here, the Hanigers, the Baez, the Lowrys, and the Gregorius, is how many home runs? I mean, the fact that Javi Baez has 7, Haniger has 8 home runs.
Lowry has 6.
Lowry has 9. Yeah, Lowry probably hit 15 last year.
Chris Davis has 7, although he's a home run hitter.
He's a home run hitter. And Cespedes, he's got 5. But I mean, Bryce Harper is out of the 20 RBI club, and he has 8 home runs, you know, so he's up there in home runs, but doesn't have the RBIs.
He's got 19 right now.
That's a little more what you would expect from dudes. But to see Mitch Haniger, I'm 25 of 78 with 24 RBIs and 8 dingers. That's ridiculous.
It is. It really is.
The home run is what jumps out to me. And none of these teams are offensive juggernauts. I mean, even the Yankees aren't putting up tons of runs every game. They've had games with huge bursts.
Not yet.
The Cubs have had games of huge bursts, but they're not, you know, they're not averaging 8 runs a game. So the fact that Baez and Gregorius are doing this just goes to show you how well they've started.
Patrick, I hate to break it to you, but the Yankees lead the majors in runs scored.
Dang it.
By a lot. They have 142. The next highest is the Red Sox with 131.
Well, the Red Sox suck, so...
But they don't.
It's their fault.
Although they lost 3 of the last 4, which made me happy. But
good.
Yeah, they lead the majors in runs scored. So.
Well, I was hoping I knew something.
The Yankees, don't poo-poo their... It's good, man. It's a scary lineup.
I'm not poo-pooing your Yankees. I was trying to sound smart and make up a stat that I didn't know if it was true or not and just bank on the fact that it wasn't, and I was wrong.
Did you bank on the fact that I wouldn't check?
No, I
just
knew
go
you
all agreeable.
No, I just am that arrogant. I feel like I'm more of a Bryce Harper today than a Manny Machado. I'm a lot more arrogant and cocky than I am flashy and entertaining.
Do you know how many runs the Indians have?
6. Got 4 today, 6 on the season. Somehow we're 500.
77.
77.
You only gave up 66, though.
I just want to know how many dudes on the Indians are batting over, let's say, 220. I'm going to go with Michael Brantley.
Okay.
And
over 220. How about over 230? I'll give you that.
Okay, over 230, I'm going to go with Michael Brantley.
You have 5 hitters batting over 230.
Oh, we must have had an offensive juggernaut the last few days.
But only 2 of them are everyday players, and the rest are more rotational.
Oh, okay, okay. So only 2 everyday players. Brantley's 1.
I'm not counting him as everyday because he has 8 less games played than the top guy.
Oh, dang. Then let's see. Well, gosh, this is really tough. Yan Gomes.
Nope. Jose Ramirez.
Oh, nice.
He's hitting 265.
Turn around. All right, baby. You were like 190 a week ago.
And Bradley Zimmer is hitting 271. The others who are more rotational are Michael Brantley, 315, Tyler Naquin, 279, and Lonnie Chisenhall, 235.
Bunch of rotating outfielders.
Yeah, I dumped it. That's okay.
Yeah.
and then everyone else is below 230. Everybody else below 230.
Below 230. That's how we do things.
You guys got a lot of starters below 200.
Yeah, yet somehow they...
Edwin Encarnacion, 173.
I think they're Rajai the only...
Rajai Davis, 162. Jason Kipnis, 159. Brandon Guyer, 147.
He had a dinger today. So did EE and so did Frankie. I think they're the only team that's like a team batting average of under 230, yet is over 500. Yeah, it's like the only team in baseball. It's we can't hit, but we win games somehow.
Because we pitch really, really well.
Because Corey Kluber is going to win another Cy Young.
Yup.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we'll finish this bad boy up, and we'll make it up as we always do. That's next. That's Mike Lynch behind the glass tonight. I'm Patrick Harris. This is the Hot Corner 1080, The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Last little bit of the show. We'll be back next week at Wednesday, 7 to 9. Hopefully the fish, the 3, will feel better. We wish you the best, my friend. Mike, did you know that Didi Gregorius is the first shortstop in Yankee history to hit 4 home runs in 4 straight games?
I did.
Did a home run in 4 straight games.
I did.
It's impressive. They had a few shortstops in their days at the old Yankee Stadium.
Do you remember everybody going, man, don't envy Didi Gregorius trying to take over for Derek Jeter?
How many shortstops can you name?
Dare I say he's better?
In Yankees. Mike, don't open that can, dude. I'm looking out for you as a friend. Not that I disagree. I just, like, Mike, don't walk down that path.
I just love him. I love him so much.
How many shortstops in Yankee history can you name? I think I have 3.
Jeter. Phil Rizzuto.
Okay, I got 4.
Bucky Dent.
Is he a shortstop?
Yeah, I think so. Sort of. Was he third or short? He was an infielder, right?
He was an infielder, but I don't remember him being short.
Who am I forgetting?
Well, Didi.
Well, okay, I wasn't counting Didi, but yeah.
He's a shortstop for the Yankees.
Well, I wasn't counting him, though, like, because you said in the past. So that's what I was
thinking. Gotcha.
I guess that's it. Let me look up a list, see if I can pop up my head anymore.
I only got Phil Riz, Derek Jeter, Didi Gregorius, and even though he didn't play it, Alex Rodriguez. And he was a shortstop. He just played third.
Yeah, but he's not a shortstop.
Yeah, he's a shortstop. Alex will always and forever be a shortstop.
Are we missing anybody crazy? I mean...
No, man. They've never had big shortstops. The only big shortstop they ever had in their life...
It's an A-bomb from A-Rod!
Was that guy. He didn't even play short.
We're just scrolling.
Billy Martin played 2nd, I believe.
Scrolling. I saw that there's this guy on this list. Tony Kubek is a guy who made a top 5 shortstop list. And I'm like, who? I don't know who that is. Yeah, Bucky Dent, 77-82.
No, I didn't know Dent was a shortstop. He's a small guy, so obviously I thought he was infield.
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, Pete Cosma played there for a couple of years. Just throwing that out there. Yeah, there's not. You're right. It's not a position with a lot of history there.
No, I mean, I would say, I mean, aren't outside of, well, it's hard to say outside of, but outside of Ruth and Garrick, they're all outfielders usually, right? And Jeter.
I mean, Berra, Yogi Berra, catcher.
Catchers, Munson, yeah, Berra, Posada.
I don't, Munson doesn't get the respect in that way. Just, I mean, he gets respect for Yankee fans because he died, but he never got a chance to truly be like a great catcher necessarily.
I view Thurman Munson as a great catcher.
Okay.
Yeah.
But to me, it's Yogi Berra and everyone else.
And that's fine.
Posada was good,
right,
but not outstanding. I
mean, Posada's not a Hall of Famer, but no. But Posada is a legend. Thurman Munson was a good catcher.
Yep.
He was a very good catcher.
Died in a plane crash, right?
Yep, mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
So did Roberto Clemente.
Great mustache.
So did Roy Halladay.
Great mustache on Thurman. Man, really?
It's true.
This always bums me out thinking about Roy Halladay.
Yeah, me too. It reminds me of that rotation with the Phillies, though, and that makes me a little happy inside.
Cliff Lee, Cole Hamels.
Yep. Roy Halladay.
Roy Halladay.
Wasn't Roy Oswalt on that one, too?
Yeah. Roy Oswalt. Their closer was Brad Lidge. I believe what happened is they lost to you guys, and then the next year...
Flip it. They beat...
Sorry, they beat the Rays, and then the next year, I think they got Cliff Lee and lost to you guys.
Yes.
Because Cliff Lee never won a title.
Yes. Was it the Rays they beat in 08?
Yeah.
Okay.
Worst World Series I've ever seen.
Worse than Rockies, Red Sox? It's pretty bad.
There were no rain delays in that, so...
That's true.
Rain delays in the World Series are pretty
brutal.
Weren't
there postponed games in that?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that's like, wait... I'm going to watch a World Series game tomorrow in the seventh inning?
What?
I don't like that.
No, that doesn't feel right at all.
Yeah, that's stupid. This game sucks. I'm out of here.
Yep. That reminds me of that great staff. I remember, how many times have we had it where it's been, this is the greatest pitching staff ever, and it never pans out? Phillies.
Marlins. Josh Beckett, you know. Carl Pavano, AJ Burnett, the next great thing.
I mean, you've got the Nationals when they had, I mean, they still kind of have them all. Scherzer and Strasburg and Gio and...
Tanner Roark and...
There was one more, though, not Tanner Roark. There was one more in that rotation that was, like, really good, and you were like, oh, my God, they're going to be amazing.
And they suck.
Oh, Jordan Zimmerman.
Oh, yeah, Jordan Zimmerman.
He was really good.
Boy, he sucks.
Now he does. Yeah.
He sucks really bad. I'm so glad he's a Tiger. It makes me so happy that he's a Tiger. Who else? What were some other good staffs? I mean, if you think about it, one of the greatest staffs ever, Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz, they only won one title. I mean, they're all Hall of Famers. I'm not dogging them, but...
That's true. They only won one title.
Yeah. I did see a replay of David Wells throwing his last pitch in the perfect game. Boy, what a fathead. Hungover, sweating alcohol out of his pores like a mo.
Somebody asked us on primetime today, who had the least pitches in a perfect game? And I went and I researched it. I wonder, I mean, you might be able to guess, probably not. There's one in recent memory, and then there's one like in 1908.
Of a perfect or a no-no?
Perfect.
Of a perfect. Well, there's only 28.
Yep. Easier to find out.
Easier to figure out. I mean, I've only seen probably, what, five in my day?
Okay. But you've seen highlights of many, if not all.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen highlights of all of them. I don't know the answer to this.
For the recent memory, David Cone.
Ah,
88 pitches.
I was gonna like David Cone is a guy that makes sense because he was so meticulous with how he pitched. Yeah,
88 pitches.
88.
Yeah, there was a guy in 1908 who had 76, but I didn't know who it was.
Is that guy named Christy Mathewson?
No, it's not.
He's the only guy I know that played in 1908. Jimmy Fox, not a pitcher, but it could have. I don't know.
Joe Left Leg Brunson.
All right. For Mike Lynch, I'm Patrick Harris. We'll be back next week, and we'll do this bad boy all over again. Go do something I would do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.